took a couple of days for the guys, well deserved. What was the purpose today, just to kind of jolt the system to get the legs back?
Well, we got to practice. We can't roll right into the series. And, well, you know, last night, the forcing the game seven kind of changed our plans a little bit. Because there was actually potential to play the game one tomorrow night. You know, obviously now that's been pushed back. So gives us a little bit more time to regroup as a staff and, you know, just try and be really thorough in who our next opponent's going to be. And for the guys, it's more, you know, to get the legs going, get the bodies going, get back into the game and have a little fun because we know in a couple more days it's the environment's going to be a little different.
When you're watching last night and obviously tomorrow in Game 7, do you ever catch yourself just being a fan as you're watching that, getting lost in the moment?
Well, it's, I suppose, I guess that's what you can call it. I mean, we have, you know, we kind of have a stake in the game because we're going to be playing whoever wins the series. But for me, I found myself just, you know, commenting on big saves or good chances or nice plays or things like that. So I guess in the end, you're just, in the end, you're a hockey fan and you appreciate good hockey and things that happen in that game. And it was a fun game to watch.
Anything that pokes out to you between those two teams?
No. They're both good, though. You know, when you look back, both have over 100 points, and you know, Boston, as we well know, were a point behind us in the standings, so it's they're really good teams, and you can just see the competitive level of both of them, especially as that game started getting close to the end. So regardless who you play, it's going to be tough.
Do you think it helps mentally having these days off, and these two teams are going to a Game 7, or would you prefer?
Any time you can just kind of step away, especially after, you know, people look at the series against the Devils and say, well, it was five games and went quick, but that's not how it feels when you're in the trenches. It's a grind every day, and you're trying to poke holes in the other team and plug holes that they've found in you. So, and the guys are battling, and so, I said this before, you get that little extra time off, it's a good thing. The one thing is you can't have too much off because the competition and the atmosphere and the adrenaline is so high in these games, you don't want to, you know, step completely out of it. But today was a good step forward in not getting that back.
John, you make sure you have more up-tempo practices in the next couple of days than you normally would, just to make sure you kind of get that routine back as much as you can?
That'll be part of it. I think that's part of what we do anyway. But it's just incorporating, you know, the way we do things with, you know, quick and pace and speed and but incorporating a game plan for who we're playing next. And you know, both those two teams are exceptional teams, but they both play different styles of hockey, and so there is a little contrast between the two of them. Both of them have outstanding special teams, so you know that's going to be tough in and of itself. But just their systematic 5-on-5 plays a little different, so you know, really won't incorporate things till after we see who we're playing.
You've spent a lot of time in Toronto through your years. Did the events and what happened there yesterday kind of hit home a little bit?
Well, it's just I just don't know what's going on. Like. The sad thing is, it just feels like something like this happened with more regularity now. And I don't know, you know, all the details of what happened, but, you know, it's, you look back at what happened in Humboldt and how it affected our hockey community, and then what happens in Toronto on a game day, you know, when the Leafs are playing. And I think, If you got to pick a team to win that game, I'm glad that, you know, for that reason it was Toronto, because if that helped put a smile on somebody's face in that city for what went on, you hope that that was the case. But it's just tough news to just wrap your head around, and you know, you sit with your young kids and they ask you to explain this to me. And you can't as a parent, and
Good.
Nice to meet you.